This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 348, down 4 1/4. March corn, 361 1/4, down 4. May corn, 370, down 4 1/4. November soybeans, 951 3/4, down 14 3/4. January soybeans, 959 3/4, down 14 1/2. March soybeans, 968, down 13 3/4. December wheat, 516, down 1. March wheat, 528, down 3/4. May wheat, 534 1/2, down 1. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Friday afternoon. Expectations for fall harvest to resume over the weekend and technical selling at the Board of Trade weakened grain prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 4 to 7 cents lower at 302 to 318. Soybeans are down 11 to 14 cents at 906 to 926. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 4 to 5 cents lower at $3 to 318. Soybeans are 14 to 19 cents lower at 914 to 940. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported Shell corn 1 to 4 cents lower at 291 to 313. Soybeans are down 15 to 19 cents at 902 to 948. Wheat closed mixed at 367 to 446. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 15 to 25 cents lower at 937 to 962. Basis levels were steady to 10 cents lower at 15 cents under to 10 cents over the November futures. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $360.50 to $371.50 per ton. That's down $4.10, with basis levels unchanged at 30 to 41 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 4 cents lower at $3.03 to $3.26, with basis levels unchanged at 45 to 22 cents under the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted air producer corn market mixed at 298 to 313, with basis levels unchanged to 5 cents higher at minus 50 to a minus 35 under the December. Soybeans are 18 to 20 cents lower at 937 to 947, with basis levels down 3 to 5 cents at 15 to 5 under the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed air producer corn market 4 cents lower at 308 to 310. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 15 cents at 972 to 977. Soft wheat was up 14 cents at 461 to 466. Milo closed 16 cents stronger at 363 to 368. Contract bids to producer for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. January delivery Shell corn contracts range from 314 to 336. January delivery soybean contracts were offered at 924 up to 952. In central Illinois, January delivery Shell corn contracts were quoted at 320 to 342. January delivery soybean contracts range from 928 up to 963. In the southern part of the state, January delivery Shell corn contracts were offered at 326 up to 346. January delivery soybean contracts were quoted at 939 up to 979. That concludes Friday's grain market summary. This is John Ray reporting.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 165.05, down 20 cents. December live cattle, 165.05, down 25 cents. February live cattle, 164.02, down 7 cents. October feeder cattle, 238.45, down $1.75. November feeder cattle, 234.15, down $3. January feeder cattle, 228.12, down $3. December lean hogs, 90.57, up 25 cents. February lean hogs, 87.55, up $1.10. April lean hogs, 87.50, up $1.05. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 17th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.19 lower in the range of $92 to $100, with the weighted average carcass price of $98.04. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 56 to 64, 4 to 5 weights 62 to 68, 5 to 6 weights 64 to 70, and 600 pounds and up 65 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading mostly a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $68 to $75. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 13,989 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 158.25 to 164.50. Select and choice 151 to 157. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 143 to 149.50. And select and choice 135 to 141. Choice slaughter heifers were 158 to 164.25. Select and choice heifers were 151 to 156. Now from the Illinois Direct Hog, in the Direct Cattle Trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 164 to 165 and on a dress basis at 257 to 258. Heifers on a live basis traded at 162 and on a dress basis 258. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 243 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $111.01, and that was $2.71 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $249.16, that was 24 cents higher, and select carcasses were $234.78, that was 14 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 103,000, that compared to 100,000 last week and 109,000 a year ago. So far this year, on a year-to-date slaughter basis, cattle are minus 6.1% from a year-to-date. Hog slaughter was estimated at 412,000, that compared to 378,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter is off 1.7% on a year-to-date basis. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October and November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.09. October and November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.09. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.30. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.40. October beans delivered to Scottville, $9.30. November beans delivered to Scottville, $9.40. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.30. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.09. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville are $9.30. And wheat delivered to Scottville is $4.30. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's 6:20. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the upper 60s with west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-40s, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, highs in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 40s, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Partly cloudy skies, 50 degrees on this Monday morning. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
We're taught not to judge, but at Burris Seed, we say, bring it on. Judge us by how Burris products yield in your local conditions. Judge us by your access to the best germplasm and leading traits. Judge us because of our work with major trait suppliers, so you aren't limited to one platform that could lead to corn rootworm or weed resistance. But mainly, judge us by how you profit from every acre. Trust still matters at Independent Burris. Call our cell numbers and follow us on Twitter and Facebook, hashtag Burris Seed.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir, Agronomy Manager and CHS Yield Point Specialist at CHS Shipman. We at CHS are here to help you figure out precisely what inputs you need to take your yields and profits to the next level. With CHS Yield Point Prescription Writing Services, it's possible to better plan your nutrient placement. Our team of experts are the best in the business, and we at CHS Shipman are committed to help you maximize your yields. Call me, Reagan Weir, at CHS Shipman today.
Hi, this is Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipman. Marketing is a difficult decision for producers, even in a year with great prices. The job turns very stressful when great yields create low prices. Our goal is to help you through these difficult times and to identify and capitalize on selling opportunities that will make your operation successful. Please call Phil, Jack, or myself for our latest market outlook or follow us at chsshipman.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Ram Truck Event with the Ram Back-to-Back Truck of the Year has up to 72 months to qualified buyers, and we have a great selection. Also, the Great American Driveaway events taking place with Dodge Avengers 30 miles per gallon have up to $3,000 rebate. And the Town & Country has 0% for 72 months. All these right here at Bishop Motors, where your word in a handshake makes the best deals.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
Fed cattle prices this year will set records for the fifth year straight. University of Missouri Extension agricultural economist Ron Plain told the MU Fall Marketing Outlook Conference that feeder cattle are also setting new records.
You're looking at record values when they go to slaughter, and we've had a huge $2 a bushel or more drop in corn prices, which makes feeder cattle more valuable, and so it's a great year to be in the cattle business.
Plain says this year's weather has contributed to the profitability of the beef industry.
Rainfall has been very good, so we've got record corn crop, record soybean crop, and our pasture conditions are far better than average, and so that makes for bottom line numbers very attractive.
While producers are benefiting because of tighter supplies of beef, consumers are seeing higher prices in the grocery store.
Tight beef supplies, the per capita supply, the lowest in over a decade. The net result is that grocery store beef prices prices are high. Also, competing meats are scarce also. Pork production down this year. There's not a whole lot of alternatives, and that allows beef prices to get higher.
Plain says choice beef averaged above $6 a pound in August for the first time ever. If farmers want a break-even price for their corn crop next year, they may need to plant fewer acres of it. Todd Gleason has more on how one ag economist has forward-figured the number of corn acres needed in 2015 to push cash prices back above $4 a bushel.
Well, the calculations are complicated and continually evolving, but possible to do. One way to approach the question of how many corn acres are needed in 2015 is to determine the combination of production, consumption, and year-ending stocks that would result in a 2015-16 marketing year average farm price closer to the cost of production. That's estimated to be in the low $4 range, assuming trend yields, in much of the Corn Belt, and requires a stocks-to-use ratio, a combination of all the factors just listed, of about 12%, says University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good.
If we look forward to say, okay, how much old crop corn are we going to start with next year? What's our consumption base going to be next year? And assuming it's the same as this year, and we want to get our stocks down to about 1.6 billion bushels, how many acres of corn would we need to plant? Well, first of all, you have to say, well, what are we going to yield next year? And just start with the idea that we have a trend yield, 162.5 bushels, that we need to plant about 7.8 million acres more than we harvest. We need to harvest about 80.5 million acres of corn next year, plant something over 88 million, which would be about 2.6 million less than we planted this year.
Again, in order to get to a 12% stocks-to-use ratio, and more importantly, a cash price for corn somewhere just north of $4, U.S. farmers would need to plant about 88 million acres. This is certainly possible. The number is roughly what U.S. farmers planted to corn in 2010. However, the dilemma is that reducing the number of corn acres usually means those acres are planted to either wheat or soybeans. And there isn't any real call for more bushels of those crops.
You know, I think that's the dilemma right now. We do know that total cropland acreage, the USDA's official estimates, do vary somewhat. But just saying that if we're looking at a fixed pie in terms of total crop acres, if we reduce corn 2.6 million, where is that going to go? Right now, the prices favor a little more wheat, a little more soybeans in favor of corn. And then the question is, do we really need more acres of those two crops? And again, starting with the assumption of trend yield next year, you would say we probably really do not need any more acres of those two crops either.
U.S. wheat stocks are expected to increase during the current marketing year, and a trend yield in 2015 would result in a larger crop than produced this year, with no increase in acreage. A trend soybean yield in 2015 would result in a smaller crop than produced this year, but production would still exceed the projection of use during the current marketing year. It may be, thanks Darrell Good, that low prices will result in some decline in total crop acres in 2015. I'm Todd Gleason.
A new Environmental Protection Agency analysis concluded neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment for soybeans pose little, if any, benefit. The EPA says neonicotinoid pesticides are a class of insecticides widely used on U.S. crops that EPA is reviewing with particular emphasis for their impact on pollinators. Jim Johns of the EPA Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention Department stated, "In our analysis of the economic benefit of this use, we conclude that on a national scale, U.S. soybean farmers see little or no benefit from neonicotinoid seed treatments. A Federal Register notice inviting the public to comment on the analysis will be published in the near future. In honor of October being National Pork Month, we are giving away pork certificates courtesy of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. If you would like to enter to win a pork certificate, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. In the meantime, here's a fun fact about pork. Pork is the most popular meat in the world. It accounts for 42% of consumed meat, while chicken is 33% and beef is 22%. Again, if you would like to enter to win pork certificates sponsored by the Illinois Pork Producers Association, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.